This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 251.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Welcome back. Welcome back. If you're new to the show, welcome. I appreciate you tuning in here to the Flip Empire Show. And just a heads up, if you listen to episode 250, normally my voice does not sound this way. I am getting over a bad cold or whatever I may have caught that completely knocked me out, knocked my voice out. And I'm in the process of getting it back here. So you'll have to excuse me as I strain to deliver this particular podcast episode. And I want to kind of build off of what I discussed in episode 250, which was how to help more people by using some specific tools to figure out if you can take them down a path of pain, because without pain, there's no sale. And you really want to keep these sellers' best interest first in mind, right? And you have to, you know, it really, when working with sellers, if you're going direct to seller, it all starts with the mindset. You know, do you really believe that you can help the seller? Because trust and rapport is huge. It's absolutely key. You know, you need to ask yourself if you have an acquisitions person, are they trustworthy? Because the seller needs to feel like you or your salespeople are trustworthy, and that you're really there to help them. You're there to solve their needs. So what I want to kind of dive into here is, you know, I think probably 98% of investors that I know, they go into sales appointments and they try to only help sellers by offering cash solutions. You know, so one of the questions that was recently asked was, how do we structure deals creatively? How can we, you know, most of the sellers don't want to accept my offer at 50, 60, 70 cents on the dollar. Most of these people want retail and they have equity, but they don't necessarily need the money. Well, first thing I want to do is, one of the very best people I know when it comes to creative deal structuring is my buddy Rob Swanson. I've had him on the episode a couple times. I'm sorry, I've had him on the show a couple of times. One of the episodes that we really keyed in on and focused on creative deal structuring was episode 92. So I want to kind of point you guys, if you look in the show notes page, if you're driving or if you're at the gym, go to flipempire.com/episode92. And Rob Swanson there talks about why creative deal structuring is what's missing in your secret sauce. And again, just think about all the appointments that you guys have been on. Most of these people, you're not able to help because they're not financially motivated, circumstantially motivated. You know, they're lacking some type of motivation that would lead them to take a low cash offer for your property. So one of the ways you guys can help them is by understanding how to sell seller financing. And in this particular episode, because there's seminars on seller financing, and so I'm not going to get into the weeds of how to sell seller financing on a 10 to 15 minute show here, but I just want to plant the seed that if you don't understand seller financing, listen to that episode, get some education and some training on it, because it's another tool in your tool belt that you can offer the seller. You know, most people go and they try to beat the seller up with a bat on a cash price. And if that tool doesn't work, if that bat doesn't work and they're not successful in beating the seller up on their price, then they walk out of there and they don't get the deal. But here's the analogy. Think about trying to repair a roof, and you only had a hammer. And that's the only tool you had. You know, you need other tools to try to like repair something. So when you go in there and you realize that your cash offer is not the solution these people need, or that just doesn't work for them, find out, you know, do they have a mortgage or is it owned free and clear? Understand your exit strategy. Is this a deal you want to flip wholesale, or do you want to hold this deal? And start to ask questions. Start to ask the seller certain questions that give you information about, is this a seller that could really, really benefit from a creative terms deal or seller financing? You know, ask the seller, what are you going to do with the money, Mr. Seller? Sometimes these sellers don't even have a plan for the money, or they don't even need the money. Sometimes they'll tell you, hey, I'm going to just, you know, I'm going to put it into a CD, or I'm going to put it into a savings bond, or something that you and I both know is not going to yield them very much interest. Or they just tell you flat out, they just don't know what they're going to do with the money. Ask them if they understand, you know, ask them if they're going to have a tax liability from selling the property. These are all questions that you can ask them. And when you ask questions, just shut up and listen, and then ask follow-up questions. You know, sometimes sellers will want retail for their property, but they own it free and clear and they don't have plans for the money. You know, ask them, hey, Mr. Seller, what if I could pay you exactly what you're looking for? Is that something that you think you could benefit from? You know, ask them questions about their potential tax liabilities. Ask them what they're going to use the money for. Your goal should be to go in there, build as much rapport with the seller, and ultimately craft a solution that is going to help them. So don't go into an appointment with a predetermined solution like, hey, I can only offer them cash and that's it. Don't put all these sellers and all these situations into one box, because it's not a one size fits all. You know, you never want to stop asking questions. You essentially just want to get these people to spill their guts. And I think what people don't realize sometimes, guys, is that some of the cheapest money that you can borrow is from a seller. You know, like, people are always looking for private lenders. Understand that these sellers are probably your best private lenders, because number one, it could truly help them if you understand how to structure the deal. Number two, like, I know people, and I haven't been successful in doing this, but I know people that have structured seller finance deals with 0% interest over 30 years, like free money, 0% interest. And those deals are out there, you know. And not only that, but, you know, cheap money also comes from their bank, you know, which essentially means subject to deals, you know, taking over their loan. And ask when you have these conversations with sellers, guys, don't use technical jargon. Don't use, hey, are you interested in seller financing? Because a confused mind says no. You know, dumb it down for them. Ask them certain questions like, hey, I'm just curious, you know, like, what if we could find a way to do this, right? Like, ask questions like that, because ultimately what you're trying to do is craft a solution to their problems. Like, listen, you know, Mr. Seller, what if I could pay a little more than what you're looking for? Is that something you'd be open to? Right? Ask them these types of questions, because ultimately, if they have a mortgage or if they don't have a mortgage, and depending on your exit strategy, you can start to kind of drive them to a certain destination. And again, you don't want to be their advisor. You're not trying to wear the CPA hat and get into a long, convoluted tax conversation. That's not your goal. Your goal is just to see if my cash offer does not help these people, how can I help them? Do they have equity? Do they need the money? You know, what are their goals? Are they looking for security? Which, by the way, most of the sellers we work with are older and they're looking for security. What if you could make them monthly payments? Like, I'll give you an example. We recently bought a property from a homeowner that, you know, we were able to get our price, but this was a burnt out landlord, like, by definition. The tenants had just, they weren't paying, they destroyed the property. He liked the security of the monthly rent that he was getting, but he hated being a landlord. We were able to get our price so that we could wholesale the deal, but this was a perfect seller for seller financing, because they owned the property free and clear. They wanted the security of a monthly payment, but they did not want the headaches of being a landlord. We would have been able to structure a deal where we could get him exactly what he was netting at very, very favorable terms. And then there's multiple ways that we could monetize those deals. One of the things you want to do when you're working with sellers is get them to do what's called reverse math. You know, so when you ask a seller, hey, Mr. Seller, what do you have this property rented for? Let's say they say $800. But ask them, okay, well, what do you really see at the end of the day? Like, what do you walk away with? What do you really put into your pocket? A lot of sellers will say, oh, well, it's $800. But what these people don't realize is they have to pay taxes on the property. They have to, they have to pay insurance on the property. So a good rule of thumb is usually about 35 to 40% of your rent is going to go towards expenses. Give or take on average, right? So in that particular seller, you want to walk the seller and have them do the reverse math. So if it's $800 and let's just assume it's 40%, that means that they're really only walking away with $480, right? You can take a seller down a path and say, well, Mr. Seller, what if I could get you somewhere close to that? But you didn't. And by the way, Mr. Seller, what's your time worth? Like, you know, if you didn't have to deal with the management headaches, all the headaches, taking all the calls, what's that worth to you? Is it worth a couple hundred bucks a month to you? Okay, well, if it is, now take that 480 minus the 200. Now it's 280. Mr. Seller, if I could structure a deal where I could get you $300 a month, you know, with where the note is secured by the real estate, so it's good collateral, but you didn't have to worry about all these headaches and it was guaranteed that you were going to get these $300 a month, is that something that would interest you? You know, and now you can start to have these conversations and craft a solution that can really help the seller. So guys, again, my voice is starting to go out on me here. The purpose of this episode wasn't necessarily to get into the weeds of how to sell seller financing, but I really just wanted to make you aware that these tools are out there for you. And I want to kind of direct you to that episode I did with Rob Swanson, episode 92. There's a lot of ways that you can get creative and structure deals that it could help sellers, but understanding that, you know, I'm not an attorney, I'm not a CPA. So get the type of, you know, legal advice that you need from the right people, but these tools are out there and you can structure deals where you can help people and create these win-win scenarios. So guys, that's all I got for you on episode 251. I look forward to the next masterclass and I will talk to you guys soon. Take care.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.